And you're live.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't have a mic on. Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We give God praise and honor. She wants to use the mic to put it on my lapel.
And
we give praise and honor to God who is the absolute head of our lives. We thank God for who he is and what he has already done. I thank God for those of you that are tuning in, those of you that will watch this live, and those of you that may watch it later. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due, and tribute or praise to whom tribute or praise is due. I thank God for the people that have supported us through your awesome prayers, who have supported us through kind words and thoughts, cards and letters and emails. I thank God for those of you that have been able to support us in any type of way financially. I thank God for those of you that are wearing your dog tags, and for those of you that are wearing your t-shirts, and those of you that are just standing in the gap for other people. I give God praise for you, because this is a real battle and the enemy is real.
This is a very real battle, and these are real things that are going on, and you have taken God seriously. You have accepted God for who he is, not for who other people say that he is. And for all of you, for those of you that are willing to stand on the front line, we thank God for you. Please, I'm going to run off some names of those people that have supported us through prayer, through support, through your kindness, through whatever God has placed on your heart. And please, if I forget a name, or if your name is not mentioned, don't think that we're being fun. I can't get but so many, and time is limited, but these are the ones that I could grab quickly, but there are so many more, and I just want to give you a quick shout out. Amen? Amen. Chris Morgan, Linda Beck, Linda McHugh, Natasha Lenrima, and if I mess up your name, forgive me. It's charge it to my mind and not my heart. I don't mean to. Tamara Robinson, George Jeffcoat, or Gregory Jeffcoat. Well, you know who you are. Matthew Holliday, Aniki Johnson, Petra Aberg, I think. We're going to be praying for you in a minute. Petra, longtime member. Pamela Scott, Jeff Billick, Jeff, the mayor, Jeff, for Aquila Tyson, for Linda Orr, longtime member. A lot of you are longtime members. James Whitney, God bless you. Will Maloney, I recognize you, Will. Carolyn Blaney, I think I said that right, but if I didn't, forgive me. Longtime member. Alan Thyman, Quinlan Olukoya. That's the best I can do, because it's a wonderful name. I just can't pronounce it. Ivy Zeta, David Baggy, Madeline Garcia, Mary Lou Tyndale. I love you so much. She's been with us. I don't even remember how long she's been with us. I'm dripping all up to my... She's been with us a long, long time, and I love that soldier. Amen. I mean, I love all the soldiers. Shut up. I'm just saying. Danielle Cruz, Wanda Scott, long time. Cheyenne Adams, Terry Appleton. I've seen that name so much, I could see it in my sleep. Terry Appleton. Lindora Hayes, Kristen Zimmerman. Love Zimmerman. Joel Anthony and Min Young. Hallelujah to you. In Jesus' name. So I give praise to God for all of you. There's so many more, but that's what I got. That's what I jotted down this morning. So we want to pray. We want to pray first for Petra, because I got your email and it was heart. It touched us. I sent it to a couple of the other prayer warriors and it touched us deeply. And Nicole, if you can pass me her tallit. Amen. She going around down south to get to that a girl. It's right on top. Amen. Don't be giving me the skunk eye. Amen. Amen. This is for amen and amen. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to open this up. It's empty. Well, why is it in there? Okay, get rid of it. Amen. Is that empty? I want to give her a full one. Okay. Petra, this is the tallit that you asked for. I'm going to anoint this tallit in the name of the Lord. We're going to have Minister Tahira to send this out to you ASAP. Hallelujah. Okay. All right, Lord, I hear it. Okay. It's a garment. And it's used for your prayer closet. It's a garment. This is for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your warrior has requested a tallit because she is on the front lines. She's in Sweden. And from my understanding, she said that they're not as excited about Christ as they should be. But Lord, let her light so shine before men that they will see her good works, which is her reasonable service, but glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Father, not that this tallit has any mystical powers, but it's for what it represents. It's for who created this. It's for who instructed us to wear this. It's not that this has power, but it is the power that is behind it. The oil that she will use to anoint her home, the oil that she will use when you minister to her to lay hands on someone else. Not that there's any power in the oil, but it is the power behind the oil. In the name of Jesus, these things, Lord, that we send to your soldier, that she will glorify you and use it according to your will for her life, for her ministry, for her calling. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Fold this back up. Put it in there for her, and I will have her send it out to you immediately. It might take a minute because you're in Sweden, but it'll be leaving here. Amen. There's a couple things I wanted to go over before I start praying. Nikki, has anyone asked for any prayer yet? Amen. Okay. First of all, we want to give praise to God for Mother Niera. She is actively answering these prayers. This is our new prayer line. What does that say?
S4C, praying with you at AOL.com.
This is where you send your prayer requests. We don't want, I thank those of you that send prayers in on behalf of other people, but I'm asking you to ask them to email us directly. We thank you, but we don't really want to hear third party. We want to hear from the person that's in need of the prayer. We don't want anyone brokering the prayer because we don't know you. We don't know what's happening. So if you would please, whoever that is that's trying to bless those people, we're asking that you would ask them to send their prayers to us directly so we can contact them directly. We don't want a third party anybody. We want to contact these people directly and let them know that we are praying for them diligently. S4C, praying with you at AOL.com. Yes. No. Now, if you're praying for asking for prayer for salvation for family members and things like that, I'm not talking about that. That's perfect. I'm talking about a third party broker. That's the best way to say it, right? You send all your prayers to me, and then I'll send them. We don't want. That's not how it works. That's Catholicism. Give all your prayers to the priest. And then the priest will decide, you know, who's holy. Christ died, so that didn't. You can go directly to him. We're just helping you to get to the door. We're not trying to be Christ. We're just trying to show you where he is.
Amen.
Amen. Because you should be able to pray for yourself. So, Petra, God bless you. Amen. Whoever the awesome person is, and you know who you are, that sent me this oil from Jerusalem, God bless you in the name of Jesus. When I opened this, my pastor who brought me into Christ, who told me about salvation in 1973, he used to blend oil, holy oil. Why y'all whistling? Look, eyes all big. And he used to blend blessed oil, holy oil. And when I smelled this, I was like, I went all the way back to 1973. It just brought back, because I haven't smelt it since then. And I know this is the real thing, because that was the real thing. I can't thank you enough. Whoever you are that didn't send a name, an address, a phone number, or email, God bless you. My prayers are with you. I'll be ordering some from this place too. Amen. And I'll be using this today. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. So now I'm ready. I'm ready for the prayers. While they're collecting the prayers, anybody logging on yet?
Yeah, we got
people coming. Okay. Pastor Dre, I bet you like this. I pulled this. This is, I got this off Pamela, H-A-U-E-R, Hauer, Hauer. I got it off her Facebook. She sent it to us. It says, God has not called you to fit in. 1 Peter 2 and 9. He said, we aren't called to be like other Christians. We're called to be like Christ.
Amen.
We laugh loudly.
Yes.
We love deeply.
Yes.
We work diligently.
Yes.
We speak honestly.
Yes.
We encourage lovingly.
Yes.
We pray constantly.
Yes.
We give generously.
Yes.
We repent humbly. We forgive graciously. We serve cheerfully. We worship joyfully, all because of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Right, I love that.
I told you was going to love it. If that don't fit you, you got some splaining to do. If that don't fit you, you ain't quite done yet.
Yes.
Amen. Because this should fit your lifestyle.
Yes.
If this is not you, you should be at least working on this. Is that awesome? Yes. Pamela, God bless you and thank you here, Pastor. You can have that. Amen. And we should be hanging out over our refrigerators and over our desks. Amen. I don't know where she got it. But wherever it came from, hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Amen. I'm waiting for some prayer. I'm waiting for some prayer requests, Pastor Nicole and Allie. I'm waiting for some prayer requests. Somebody tell me somebody needs some prayer. I'm waiting for this. Amen.
All right. So we have several who are asking for financial deliverance.
Yes.
Especially with the economy.
Yes.
They're struggling, no jobs, no money, things
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Because of the way the list is, I'm just going to give you groups. So
yes.
Financial.
I understand. Brenda, come here. I want you to anoint my hand. Just take the top off, put just a little bit in there and anoint my hands. I understand about financial hardship. I understand. You can be as saved can be, and still don't have enough finances. But it shouldn't stop you. That's good, baby. Thank you. But it should not stop you from trusting the Most High God. I understand when you have a great, when your outgo outweigh your income. I understand when you have more red than green. I understand that. But it cannot stop you from being who God has made you. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Amen. And so whether I'm wearing the same shoes for 6 months, 2 years, or whether I can change up every other day, it does not stop my relationship with God.
Amen.
It does not stop. Whether I have enough to pay the light bill or not, I'm still the child of God.
Amen.
I'm still fighting the good fight. Just because I don't have as much as you doesn't mean God is, oh, you, God's going to get you. God's got some, God, oh, you must be punished. Oh, you must have done something. No, that's no.
Amen.
If you're walking by faith and not by sight and you're trusting in God, because see, you can, God can supply your every need without a nickel. I'm a witness. God can supply your every need without one dime. God can make sure your light bill is paid without one penny. God can make sure you have food in your refrigerator without one quarter. God can make sure you have everything you need and you still have no more money then than you do now. Because God can make a way out of no way. He'll send your, he'll have your enemy go to the grocery store for you and bring you something and they don't know why. Amen. Yeah. He'll have people that don't like, ain't never like, just something about you I just can't stand. I know ain't none of y'all had that testimony, and that never happened to none of y'all. It's just something about them I just don't like it. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Here, take this money.
Right.
Here, take this. I don't even like you. Here, take this. God can do it. I've seen it happen. And so for those of you that are having financial difficulties, but you need God to make a way, whether it's finance or not, you just need God to make a way. I need you, whether you're praying with us live or you're going to come with us later, I need you to point your hand toward this way. I need somebody on this side over here. I need prayer warriors to surround us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because you are worthy. Father, I understand about financial need. I understand. Lord, when they came, when me and my wife first got together, and the man came to repo our car, I got out the bed and took him the key. I said, because when we come to get it back, I don't want to have to pay for a new, what do you call it? A new ignition.
That's right.
And he looked at me like something was wrong, but I said, when we come get it back, I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
I gave him the key. He hiked the car up. I went back in bed and went to sleep.
Amen.
We got the car back.
Man.
Did we get that car back?
Yes,
and the Lord's been giving us brand new cars ever since.
Yeah.
Ever since.
Amen.
Can I get a witness? Wow! I'm telling you what God will do.
Yeah.
So if they want to come and take that car, don't fight them.
Right.
Give them the key.
Yeah, right.
Tell them either I'm going to come back and get that one, or I'll drive with my new one to get the stuff out of that one.
There you go.
Hello.
Amen.
You just see the reason God can't do some things for some people because they put limits on God.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't putting a limit on God.
Yeah.
If he know how to make a sun and not get burned, I think I'm straight.
Amen.
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 I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And the reason I can do all things because he can do all things.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It's not because I'm so good. It's because he's so great.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I'm telling you, if you're having financial difficulties, God will provide.
Yes.
Walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
Bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
What you got now?
Amen.
Amen.
Health difficulties.
Health difficulties. What, you got a health on there? Let me tell you something about health. I don't know how many times I got to tell you that they told me if I stopped taking nitroglycerin, my heart was going to stop and I was going to die. That was before I met my wife, and she and I have been married 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking 30. It's still going. Boop, diddy, boop, diddy, boop, 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 diddy, boop. It's still pumping. They told me, the doctor told me she examined my feet when I was in my 20s. Be quiet. I was in my 20s, and she told me, she said, by the time you get to your 30s, you are going to be on a walker or a stick. Because you won't be able to walk on your own because the way your feet are, the bones in your feet are just flat. And by the time you're 30, you won't be able to walk by yourself. Bet I could beat you running, at least walking.
Real fast.
Fast! I can walk fast! Ask my kids! Ask them! I'm telling you, God is a healer.
Yes, he
that's just one of many. I have forgotten more than what I can remember that he's done.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when you look at me, you're looking at a miracle.
Amen.
Yeah.
You ain't no miracle. Shut up. Just because he ain't doing it for you, that don't mean he ain't doing it for somebody else.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, if you need some kind of healing, or you're standing in for someone that you love, that you know that's in need of healing, even if you're not praying with me now, whenever you pray with me, stretch your hands toward whatever device you're looking at. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. It is you that heals. It is you that delivers. It is you. And even if you choose not, because I still got flat feet. I'm going to heaven with flat feet, but I'm getting there.
Hallelujah.
I might walk, I might leave here with flat feet, but I'm not entering in with flat feet.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I might leave here with a problem, but I'm not entering into the kingdom with a problem.
Hallelujah.
Because one way or another, whether he takes it from me here or on my way there, it's leaving.
Yes.
I'm gonna be completely healed somewhere. Somewhere I'm going to be walking and running in my healing.
Yes.
Somewhere I'm going to be thanking God for my healing.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to thank him right now. I'm thanking him right now.
Yes.
I'm thanking him right now for my healing.
Yes.
I'm thanking him now for my deliverance. Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm serving a real live God.
Yes.
I don't have to plant no flowers and put up no pictures and go to no statue. I do none of that. My God hears and listens and talks back.
Yes.
I'm shocking like a hot. I don't do that. I got a real God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to sit no water out for him because he's thirsty. My God is the living water.
Yes.
I don't have to put no fruit out there for him because my God is the God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I gotta do none of that stuff.
Amen.
I don't have to paint him, I don't have to dust him off, nothing. My God is real.
Hallelujah.
And whether he delivers me from everything here or not, it is irrelevant. I don't love him any less.
Amen.
It's not, because if he doesn't, it's not that he can't.
Amen.
It's that he chose not to.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure it's his choice and not that I'm doing something stupid.
Amen.
I want to make sure that's what he wants and not because he can't. Because sometimes you can handcuff God and he's just like, look, I'm not going to break my rules to bless you. You don't want to. God's not going to come down to your level.
Amen.
He's going to pull you up to his. But he's not coming down to yours. He came down here one time. That was it.
Amen.
He ain't coming down no more.
Amen.
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 God's not trying to get down there to you. He's trying to pull you up to him.
Yes.
And if you don't want to come up, then what you get is what you got.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. But for those that are in need of healing, let me tell you, God is the healer.
Hallelujah.
And first of all, stop saying it's mine. You know, I got and I got this. And we've been together for 30 years. And it's not your wife or your husband. It's not your spouse.
Right.
That's something you're trying to get rid of. That's something you're trying to embrace.
Right.
I got the heebie-jeebies. I don't know where I got them, but I got them. You keep claiming them.
Amen.
Stop claiming the heebie and the jeebie.
Amen.
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 Stop claiming them. They might be here, but they are not mine.
Amen.
If an intruder comes into your house, do you call them family?
No.
A disease is an intruder.
Yes.
I'm not claiming you. I'm trying to get you out of here.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Come on, what you got next?
You have several who are looking for salvation for family members, neighbors, and friends.
Me too. I got some enemies that need some Jesus. I got some family members that need Jesus. I got some neighbors that show enough need Jesus. There's some people on the freeway that need Jesus. I see them. They need some Jesus now. Amen. There's some Christians that need Jesus.
Yes.
There's some pastors that need Jesus.
Yes.
I ain't playing. It's our job.
Yes.
It's our job. There's some babies. Little, I call them babies. There's some kids that need some Jesus.
Yes.
Everybody. The Bible says the poor you'll have with you always. He's not talking about the broke people.
Yeah.
He's talking about the people that don't have God.
Yeah.
The people that don't know the Lord, God calls them poor.
Yeah.
Your lack of money, God does not consider it poor. You just ain't got no money. poor, when he talks about poor, he's talking about those that don't know Jesus. Right. He said, the poor you will have with you always. But that don't stop me from praying with them or for them as long as I'm here. Yeah. They may never come to God. They may never say yes, but it's not because of me. Amen, somebody. Amen. Maybe your prayer is a prayer they needed in order to get them over.
Yes.
You don't know. If someone's not praying for them, it's not going to be me. The Lord said, why didn't you pray for them? They were your... You know, sometimes we walk through the house and we say, somebody ought to pick this up.
Right, right.
And the Lord said, you know, you somebody. You somebody.
Right. Tell you about it.
You somebody. Yeah, they'll step over it and come and tell you somebody need to pick that up.
Right.
And the Lord said, you somebody.
Yes.
Why don't you pick it up?
Yes.
Because I picked it up the last time, and then you know what you're doing.
Right. Amen.
You know how to do it.
Right.
Why I gotta always pick it up? Well, you know what? I can take care of that. I just put you out the house and you'll never have to see it again.
Well,
Amen. You understand? We're so busy thinking we're gonna do more than you. If I pick that up, she only picked up two chairs. I picked up three. I ain't picking up no more till they pick up two more. You know you got issues.
Yes.
An issue. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
You need Jesus. Amen. You ain't fully delivered.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Next time you say somebody ought to do that, remember you somebody.
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror.
Amen. You somebody. Maybe the Lord keeps putting it in your way because he's trying to tell you something. Maybe you can't get rid of it because the Lord is trying to tell you, you need to bend down and do that.
Yes.
Maybe he's trying to make you into something that you don't want to be in.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to mold you into something and you just keep resisting. The Bible says resist, don't quench the Holy Spirit, don't resist the Holy Spirit. And he's keep trying to tell you, Lord, why you keep putting that in my way? Because you ain't got it yet.
Jesus.
I keep bringing it to you because you ain't got it yet.
Yes.
You always trying to pawn it off on somebody else. If I wanted somebody else to have it, I know where they live.
Amen.
I'd give it to them.
Yes.
But you always think somebody else ought to do it, and you are never the somebody else.
Mm.
I'm always counting. I done it three times already. I ain't doing it no more.
Amen.
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 You need help. If you fall in any of that category, you need Jesus. Amen. I forgot who I'm praying for. Who am I praying for? Oh, yeah. All y'all. Amen. Running my mouth so much, I forgot what I was praying for. Amen. I need it. If you need salvation, God, there is somebody here that needs salvation. There's somebody that's listening to this right now that needs salvation. And I'm not like those Jack Laird preachers that says, I know the Lord and told you to send in $50. That, see, I'm saying somebody that's listening to this now needs salvation. And you're listening to this message because God sent you here. And so I need you to listen to this, what I'm about to say. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick your pockets. I'm not trying to steal your spouse. I'm not trying to drive your car. I'm trying to help keep you out of hell.
Amen. Amen.
That's my whole purpose. I have everything I need. And even if you send it, I'd have to put it in storage because I ain't got nowhere to put it. This is just about you.
Amen.
This is just about you.
Yeah.
This is just about your salvation. This is just about your relationship with God. This is just about your connection to God. This is not about, we're not trying to collect members. It's not a membership drive. This is none of that. We're not trying to sell anything for benefit. We're trying to help you. I need you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
I need you.
I am in need of you.
My life is broken.
I do not have a working relationship with you.
I am in sin.
I know I've done wrong.
I know I've messed up.
I think I dropped my mic. Amen. Plug it back up. I know I messed up. I know my life needs to change.
Forgive me.
Forgive me
of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
All my unrighteousness.
All my unrighteousness.
Heal me.
Heal me.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
You were right.
You were right.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Help me.
Help me.
Not be here.
Not be here.
Anymore.
Anymore.
I lift up my hands.
I lift up my hands.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let his blood
and his blood
flow through me.
Flow through me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I need you to lay hands on whoever the Lord allows you to lay hands on and pray for them. Laying hands on is not for everybody. And don't let everybody lay hands on you.
Amen.
Christians, a lot of Christians will allow anybody that say the Lord told me to lay hands on them. And if you are not operating out of discernment, if you're not watching the fruits of that person and they lay hands on you and they are already filled up with demons, and then you start acting crazy or you go home with those demons hanging on to you because you let somebody lay hands on you and then you take them home and now your house is all messed up and you don't know why, it's because you can't let everybody lay hands on you. You need to examine that fruit to make sure that fruit is, that apple tree is growing apples. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let everybody lay hands on you. And you don't lay hands on everybody. Right. You pray and allow the Lord to lead you. Can I pray for you? And if, yes, you can. But call, send me a text.
Amen. Amen.
Can I pray for you? You sure can. Email me. Let me know when you finish.
Amen.
I'm real. Because see, the enemy has amped up his game. And just because you're not paying attention, that don't mean he's not paying attention.
Right.
Amen. Now, if the Lord leads you and you know the fruit of these people that are laying hands on you and praying for you, that's different. But you just don't let some schmo walk off the street. The Lord told me to lay hands on you. And they snap. See, now you get what you get. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Am I about through with prayer? Somebody had to send a text.
There are two more that we really need to cover.
Let's do it.
One, we have several who are dealing with spiritual warfare, tormenting in their mind, in their body, even in their home,
things are happening,
and they're asking for prayer. And then there's those who want to walk closer with the Lord, and they just need that encouragement to build their relationship with God.
I'm going to address the last one first. First of all, make sure that you are not depending on somebody else to pat you on the back. Because if the enemy finds out you need somebody to pat you on the back in order to keep going, he's going to break all the fingers of everybody that's trying to pat you on the back. Because his job is to try to make sure nobody blesses you. That's his purpose. You need to make up in your mind that I'm going to do this even if I have to do it by myself. You have to decide I'm going to serve the Lord even if it's just me serving the Lord. The Lord needs somebody he can count on. He needs somebody in that house he can depend on. He needs somebody in that. You have churches that have way more demons than people that are walking with Christ, that God has left in that church because God wants a light in that place so that he can do something for somebody in that place.
Amen.
If you're in a household and you're the only one saved, the only one representing Christ in that household, and God has left you there, you need to stay there because you may be the only opportunity that that person or those persons have to even know who Christ is. You may be the only light on that block. You may be the only person in that neighborhood that knows God. I know in my mind that's impossible. How in the world can I be the only person on this block that know Christ? But believe me, it's possible. And God needs somebody to represent him because you don't know what God is about to send to you.
Amen.
Or maybe he's about to send you to somebody because you don't know. If God has put you somewhere and he's told you to stay there, you need to get it right in your mind. I'm going to be here until the Lord say different.
Yeah.
And you need to be everything God has put in you to be. Because if you don't, it may not be just you that you're affecting. You may be affecting somebody else. Amen. If your light goes out, how are the neighbors going to see that light? If your light, if you stop giving God all that you've got, how are your children going to know who God is?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
If you stop representing God and you were the only one there, then who's going to represent God in that place?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. If God is, first of all, you volunteered to come to Christ. He didn't make you come to him. You chose to come to him. You gave your life to him. So what's the problem? You're there by choice. What's the problem? We're praying for all of those that want God to touch them so that they can touch somebody else.
Yes.
We're praying for all of those that have people in their house, their atmosphere, on their job that don't know Christ or claim they know Christ. They have more religion than relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying for those people. We're praying for the people that don't know that they don't know. Because you have Christians that think they're all right. Once saved, always saved. And they think they're all right. But they don't know that they're not all right. But they're acting like they think they know, but they don't know. And they don't know that they don't know. And then if your light goes out, how will they ever know? Instead of criticizing people for not being saved, you should be praying for those people that are not saved. Maybe they don't know they're not saved. Somebody may have fed them a bill of goods. And they think, I can cheat on my wife and I'm still good as long as I go to church on Sunday. They used to teach that. Maybe they don't know. And if your light goes out or you turn against them, how will they ever know? And my question is God going to hold that life? Is he going to hold me accountable for my light going out so that person could not see Christ? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amen.
If I allow my light to go out or I turn my back and that person misses out on their salvation because God was sending them to me and I turn my back on them and they die in their sin, is their blood on my hands?
Yes.
You understand? And so your salvation is not just for you. Your walk in Christ is not just for you. Get out of your head. Stop thinking you are the greatest thing since sliced bread. You are on the front line working like everybody else.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for your righteousness and your mercies. We thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. We pray that someone will be delivered from these words and from this service and from this prayer. We're asking, Lord, that you would lift up those that are weak, fortify those that are strong, allow those that want to see you to be focused strictly on you and your will for their life, forgiving all sin and unrighteousness, removing everything that is not like you out of their atmosphere. And Lord, if it is your will that they remain there, let their light shine like the sun, that it will blind the enemy. And that your holy presence will take control of that atmosphere. Give your people words to say, compassion for others, and a zeal to serve you in spirit and in truth. Bless each of us until we meet again, as Deacon Lloyd said, either in the crowd or in the cloud. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Petra, we're giving this to Minister Tahira. Did you give it to her? And she's going to be sending it out to you ASAP. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Reminding that the